You are already exercising positive support strategies, whether you call it that or not. A positive support strategy is just that, a strategy or a way of doing things that is positive. Positive support strategies are approaches we take helping people learn new things. Whether it is learning a new skill or a better way to communicate or cope with something, you are helping to encourage positive support strategies. What actions do you take to support someone in a positive way? Let's hear from three direct support professionals.
I work with Oliver, who has a diagnosis of autism. It is important to Oliver to have a calm, quiet environment. The ceiling fan in one room has a loud, constant buzz to it. Before we go into the room, I shut off the ceiling fan so the loud buzz isn't happening when Oliver comes in. If I don't do this positive, proactive step, Oliver will get upset and he'll start hitting himself.
I support Chelsea. Chelsea's afraid of dogs. I read that Chelsea was bitten by a dog when she was young. When we go for a walk in the neighborhood, we always take the sidewalks that don't have barking dogs so that she feels a little more comfortable.
I've worked with Roger for a few years. He has schizophrenia. Sometimes Roger will be seen talking or listening to someone that you cannot see or hear. This can happen with this diagnosis. When I see this, I redirect Roger to a concrete task that he enjoys or start a conversation with him.